This is part 3 of topic 9, and we'll talk about the training features which motivate champions. The first is having the program include a lot of variety. Repetitive work eventually becomes boring. Champions like variety in training, but that variety comes with qualifications. The first is that activities should be relevant to competition requirements. Tasks which neither train the capacities of nor have face validity for the sport are not appreciated. Number 2. Activities should be of equivalent forms, each producing similar and appropriate training effects. The training elements should produce the same effort and energy expenditure in the body that is required for a competitive task. 3. When varied activities are used, they periodically should be evaluated to indicate whether or not the athlete has improved as a result of them. Champions prefer to restrict their need for variety to activities which are relevant to competitive improvements. They reject irrelevant activities and are not afraid to voice their displeasure if they continue to be programmed. The 10th motivational item is having each training session established as a challenge. A successful training session is one that has a clear purpose and employs activities that allow the purpose to be challenged. By indicating one or more goals, athletes are able to assess their progress even within a practice session. I have observed many champions display a peculiar challenge for every practice. They will not terminate practice unless they are convinced they are better athletes at the end than at the start. Their self-set challenge is to realize obvious improvement in some important activity at every training session. Such intention keeps them focused and maximizes their application during a practice. The 11th factor, having skills improve continually in training. Improvements from each training session are sought by champions. One area of improvement involves both individual and group skills. It is important for champions to be able to determine that benefits were gained in this area at a practice. The 12th motivational item is knowing progress and improvement in all techniques. Technical elements are essential performance ingredients from a champion's perspective. Although they can self-evaluate their own progress and accomplishments, they want the coach and other athletes to objectively verify that they are progressing in the skill aspects of their sport. Improvements are not limited to only just specialized actions. They should occur in all techniques, including those which are used sparingly. Progress should be indicated as being long-term, that is, how much closer they are to achieving a season's goals, and short-term, how much today's performance is better than yesterday's. Athlete journals and logs should be used to record progress. The pure act of self-recording and recognizing technique improvements is an important motivational experience. The last item in training factors which motivate champions is getting as much information as possible about the sport. A general motivational concept in sports is termed growth. That involves an athlete learning more about the sport, expanding the repertoire of sport-related skills, increasing the scope of self-monitoring, and extending one's responsibilities within a team. With experience, these areas should increase in scope and complexity. One avenue for assisting that development is through education. Champions assume knowledge acquisition largely to be a self-initiated responsibility, and they use all manner of sources to learn as much as they can about their sport and human responses to the exercise forms required in its performance. This completes the discussion of training factors that motivate champion athletes.